在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening now in the news. Fighting rages on between Israel and Hamas. New airstrikes into Gaza have reportedly struck at least three buildings at Hamas headquarters. Palestinian officials now say more than 375 are dead in Gaza. Israel's deputy defense minister says his country is ready for long weeks of action.Israeli tanks remain on the outskirts of Gaza, and 2,000 Israeli army reservists have been activated. And that, of course, is fueling speculation of a ground invasion. Volunteers trying to deliver medical aid to swamped hospitals in Gaza were forced to turn back after their boat, the Dignity, collided with an Israeli warship. Israel says the boat was attempting to defy the Gaza blockade. The boat is now in Lebanon.Israel says the collision was an accident, but that the boat was trying to outmaneuver the Israeli vessel when it was struck. Other news now, rescuers in British Columbia, Canada are carefully assessing the risk of another avalanche this morning. That's before they decide whether to search for one man still missing after a pair of avalanches struck on Sunday. That man is now presumed dead. The bodies of seven others who were snowmobiling with him have been recovered. Three others managed to escape.The U.S. federal government is now taking steps to prop up the country's crumbling auto industry. These are new steps. The Treasury Department will give $5 billion to GMAC, which provides financing for most GM dealers and customers. The government will get preferred stock and equity shares in return for that investment. Retailers are opening their Christmas stockings a little late and discovering they got a fat lump of coal after horrendous holiday sales.Experts are expecting a slew of bankruptcy claims and store closings. Some economists say we could see the biggest shrinking of the retail industry in 35 years. Those are the headlines right now. I'm Reggie Aki. Please stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.